You know, it's funny to me and bizarre how many of us have forgotten what the consumer actually wants, okay, and what they actually need a realtor for. We're going to have a little refresher today, a little refresher course, because there's so many agents out there that get so distracted with all this other bullshit that we forget what the people who we want to hire us actually need from us.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 169 of the Massive Agent Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Brome. I am a realtor in Salt Lake City, Utah, co-founder of the Industry Syndicate Podcast Network, of which this show is a proud founding member. And I am also the founder of the Massive Agent Daily and the Massive Agent Society. Go check those out at their respective .coms. You guys can figure that out, right? Today, we're going to be talking about what the consumers actually need realtors for. A lot of agents seem to forget this. I forget it at times. It's good to have a little reminder, because there's a lot of us agents are focused on the wrong shit. Okay. And we were like, why didn't they hire us? Well, it's really not a surprise. It's not a surprise because you forgot what they even need an agent for and what they're expecting from any agent that they hire. And you didn't give it to them. They walked away from that listing presentation not believing that you could actually give them what they want. So we're going to dive into that. This will be a fairly short podcast today. And if you guys are watching on YouTube, having this microphone right in my freaking face, like it's attached to it, this is the last week. It's going to be like this. I just ordered myself a brand new Shure MX7 microphone to go with my fancy new podcast microphone arm thingy. So if you're watching on YouTube, yeah, I'm not going to have this mic attached to my face like it is today. Reminder, go watch this on YouTube. Okay. Watch our previous episodes on YouTube, the interviews with Jimmy Rex, with the broke agent, Eric Simon, with Katie Clancy, Lee Brown. Go check them out on the Massive Agent YouTube channel. And I'm starting to do a lot of short, short videos. What the hell? I'm trying to think of like the other name for it. Short videos. Maybe there's not another name for it. Anyways, I'm doing these shorter length videos on YouTube called YouTube Shorts. I'm experimenting with YouTube Shorts because I've heard if you're doing YouTube, you really need to be doing YouTube Shorts as well. I'm experimenting with those, putting our full length podcast on YouTube, and then coming soon in the next couple weeks, some videos made specifically and only for YouTube. Make sure you go to the Massive Agent YouTube channel. And the new Massive Agent Clubhouse Club is up and running. Just search Massive Agents on Clubhouse, join the group. And every Friday afternoon, we have the Massive Agent Mastermind Q&A open to you guys to ask any questions you want. We have a bunch of amazing panelists and top producers there for the Massive Agent Mastermind. So be there every Friday afternoon. Okay, let's jump into what consumers actually want, okay? And why we get ahead of ourselves way too much as agents, especially in the listing setting. Okay. With me personally, the longer that I've been in the industry, you just start to do things certain ways and you forget why you're doing them that way in the first place. And that's a problem unless you're reminded of why. Okay. So if you have a system, if you have a certain step-by-step process that works really, really well, that's awesome. Okay. If you have a listing presentation or your first, you know, buyer consultation, if you have that nailed and dialed in, that's great. That's not a bad thing. But what's bad is we forget why we do things a certain way and why they work. And then anytime things change, you know, the housing market changes or COVID changes, the motivations of people buying homes, selling homes, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, we need to adjust based on that. Otherwise, our messaging just falls flat. It falls on deaf ears, or we seem outdated or just flat out of touch. And that's a problem. And I've heard from a few agents lately that are like, you know what? My listing presentation used to kill it, but lately I haven't been converting very many of them. We forget, and I'll talk about listings first and then buyers. what the seller wants. They are hiring a realtor because they believe that they're going to make a bunch more money and have less stress if they have an agent. That's it. If you can't do those things, what the hell do they need you for? Seriously, they're better off putting a for sale by owner sign in their front yard. If you're not going to alleviate the stress, if you're not going to take all that work off their shoulders, if you're not going to get them more money, if you're not going to net them more money, why do they need to hire an agent? They don't. They shouldn't, right? If we can't do more for them than they could do on their own, they should not hire a realtor, right? So we need to remember, when we go into a listing presentation situation, all they care about, how much money are they going to walk away with? And how easy is the process going to be? How streamlined is it? Okay. And then you can get into the details of how you accomplish those things. And that's where I think a lot of agents get caught up with this fancy listing presentation. And they start talking about all this bullshit that's totally irrelevant. The seller's like, well, I don't care that your brokerage has been open for 40 years or that your team has sold, you know, $100 trillion in real estate in the last year. They're like, what about you? What are you going to do? The people actually putting the sign in the yard, actually doing the marketing, actually, you know, showing the home, actually negotiating the offers. What are you going to do to help me, you know, squeeze as much money as I can out of this thing? So always remember that. Okay. If you're talking about what you do marketing wise, that's unique. Awesome. You guys should be focusing on that. But the goal should be to communicate how your unique marketing, whether that's drone video, drone photography, maybe you do a super creative listing video like Shannon Milligan does, or like Tim Macy does, or, you know, one of these just video killers out there. If you do those, explain why. Because some sellers may not get it. They may be like, well, that's cool that you're just doing a commercial for yourself to build your own name and get your face out there and to get more business. But what about me? You might need to explain that the reason you do those videos is because they're shareable, because they're entertaining. And when they're shared, their house gets in front of a lot more people, and more eyeballs equals more money, more interest, more offers, more flexibility, more leverage as a seller. So sometimes you need to do some educating. And then also remember, they're not marketing pros. Okay. If they were marketing pros, and if they were industry insiders, again, what the hell would they need to hire you for? So when you just say, oh, we run some Facebook ads, okay, but what does that mean? How does a Facebook ad work? What does a Facebook ad do? And why do you even want to do it in the first place? Remember, sellers don't know this. I mean, they're not dumb. They know what an ad is, and they've seen Facebook ads all through their feed every day, right? Every third or fourth post is a Facebook ad. But they don't understand how it can be used specifically in a way that they haven't heard from other agents to sell their house for more money. So what you should be focusing on, if you run a Facebook ad campaign to promote an open house or to promote the new listing and to try to encourage new showings on that new listing, you need to explain to the seller, not just, hey, we're going to do some Facebook ads, but you say, we run some Facebook ads and here's why. With Facebook advertising, we can target the exact person that we believe is most likely to be interested in this home. We know the demographics, we know where they live, we know, you know, about the age range, you know, we know all that stuff, right? And you can say, we can pinpoint based on their activity online, even people that have been using mortgage calculators on the internet, people that have been on home search websites like Zillow and Redfin and Realtor.com. And we can find people who, based on their activity, have said, hey, I'm looking for a home to buy. And then we can put your home, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, in front of them in their newsfeed. Once they get that, they're like, oh my God, that's pretty amazing. I think most sellers get it, but they haven't heard it explained in a way where they're like, oh my God, yes, that's why it works so well. So if you're one of those that does that, you're going to walk away impressing them, and they're going to have the most confidence in you as the listing agent that you can actually get the job done, that you, and not the other four agents that are coming through the door next, that you are going to be the one to actually pull it off, because you've explained to them how and why you're going to do that specific marketing tactic. Very, very important. Okay. Don't ever take things for granted. Don't ever expect that a seller knows certain things. They might, but they might only get something at a, you know, the surface level. And if you dive a little deeper in a way that's very, very easy to understand, awesome. Awesome. Okay. They're going to hire you. Same thing with buyers. Buyers, they want low stress. They want to get the house that they want. Okay. Now in markets like this, which is really freaking tough, okay, you need to be honest with them up front. And you need to tell the buyers what they should expect. Do not sugarcoat it. Do not leave out the unpleasant things. They need your honesty more than ever. If it was a balanced market and, you know, they're only going up against one or two other buyers on every house that they like, you know, cool. But this is where they're going up against 75 other offers every home, and it sells within 6 hours. So you need to tell them, hey, this is going to be tough. We might lose a few of these. Here's what needs to happen. Here's what you guys should expect to do when we find a house you like. We need to write an offer immediately. It needs to be highly aggressive. We need to go way over list price. We need to do an escalation clause, if that's something you guys do. We need to do X, Y, and Z. And if you can't do that, I promise you, you're not going to get your dream house. And I'm sorry if you don't like that answer, but I'm not here to give you unrealistic expectations. I'm here to help you get the job done. I'm here to help you get the home that you want. And to get the home that you want in these market conditions, there's no magician out there. It's just going to take brute force. So if you've set those expectations properly right up front, they trust you because you've told them some unpleasant truths. They trust you. They're like, oh, this person knows what they're talking about. Then you can, right when you find that first house, when you go look at the first home that they want, they already know that they've got to have brute force. You've got to be super freaking aggressive to get that home, and you've got to move immediately. They don't have the weekend to think about it. If they want to pray about it, say, cool, why don't you go do that in the car, and then let's get this thing done. They do not have time. So set the expectations up front in the very first buyer consultation. Something that I used to say with clients, with buyers is I ask them, do I have your permission to be brutally honest with you? And usually they look at each other and they're like, yeah, like you better be. And I was like, okay, because sometimes that might require that I hurt your feelings or that I piss you off or that I tell you something you don't want to hear. If we come across a situation like that, which is likely, are you okay with that? And then they're like, yeah. Every time I've done that, I've set proper expectations that when we have a situation and I have to tell them something that they don't want to hear or something that they have to do that's very uncomfortable or it's not ideal because they were hoping to get, you know, a house for $250, but that's not realistic. They need to go for $310, you know, hopefully they're qualified for that. If they understand that from the beginning, they're much more likely to do it and not give you a hard time when they do. It serves you, it serves them, and it helps get the job done. And they're going to respect you as an agent because you approach the situation knowing what it is they want. They want a guide. They want a true professional to hold their hand through the process and get the freaking job done of buying their house. And if you hold certain things back or you paint this rosy picture that, okay, let's do it. This is going to be a great time. And the first time they go out and find a house they want, and then is when you tell them, oh, by the way, even though they're asking 300, we're going to have to offer 360 and we need to write an offer literally right this second. And they're like, but we need time to think about it. We need our friends and family to come over and look first. That's the kind of shit that happens if you haven't set proper expectations. Okay, and it's underserving the consumer. It's underserving them. You are not doing your job if you are not properly setting expectations up front. Okay, so we get ahead of ourselves often as agents by not, like, we get so lost in our ways and we just expect that our experience in the industry and our experience with buying and selling is transferable to other consumers who are not real estate pros, which is odd, because they're not real estate pros. So remember the things that they don't know that you do. And guys, those things that you know that they don't know, that's literally why you're useful to them. It's not a bad thing. You have experience, you have knowledge and wisdom and expertise, and that is what they're hiring you for. They're not hiring you to find them a property. They can do that on the Redfin app. They can do that on Zillow. They can. I have a lot of clients that still use Zillow and Redfin and then use me to buy. They use those apps because they're super, super user friendly and they prefer the user experience there, but then they see my value in helping them actually get what they see on that screen. They don't need you to open a door. They need you to actually get them the house. So start acting like a professional. Start remembering, or re-remember, if you will, why you are needed as a realtor in the first place. Put the consumer's needs and their mindset and their knowledge or lack thereof front of mind in your own head, and then you're going to become much more relatable and you're going to better serve your clients. The listing presentation, guys, back to the seller side. If you have anything in your listing presentation about the history of your brokerage or some award you won 16 years ago, get it out. They don't give a shit. They only care about what are you going to do to help them get as much as they can. If you have a website that gets a bunch of traffic because you blog and run ads and you know you have all this organic brand built up in your community, or maybe you host a podcast or you host a Facebook live show or whatever you do to get business, maybe you just have a giant referral network. Like I have 144 agents on my team from around North America. You better believe I mentioned that, because that's a huge network of potential buyers that might be moving to our area. And the seller needs to know about that. If you guys are part of a Facebook group, or maybe you run your own and it's other agents, let the seller know, hey, I have a network of 2,000 other agents. So you better believe when we list this house, we're not just going to market it locally. We're going to market this all across North America. We're going to put the word out and potentially get an out-of-town buyer. Don't make it sound like I can get you an out-of-town buyer, but make it sound like it's something that you're going to at least pursue and that is potentially possible, because it is. Those are the types of things the sellers want to know, not the brokerage you're with, how many agents are with your brokerage, how long it's been in business, the sales and production numbers from last year for your whole brokerage. Get that stuff out. Stop getting ahead of yourselves. Focus on what the consumer wants, what they need, what they know, what they don't know, and you will start getting more business because you're putting them first and preparing them to have a smooth transaction. Guys, thank you so much. We'll be back next week with another Massive Agent Podcast interview. Make sure you go subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you are on YouTube, thank you very much. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified every time we publish a new video. I appreciate you all. We'll see you tomorrow, depending on when you're listening. We'll see you on Friday afternoon on Clubhouse in the Massive Agents Club for the Massive Agent Mastermind. Come join, raise your hand, get up on stage, ask me a question. Love to talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. Thank you guys so much. Go sell some homes, go close some loans. Take care.